At 118, the Alltech Ideas Conference, I am visiting with Crystal McKay. And Crystal, you work with or for the Canadian Center for Food Integrity. I love that name, by the way.
Thank you.
We want to talk about communication, and you have a lot of experience in trying to communicate to people about food. Kind of summarize the work that you do to describe it, first of all.
Sure. Canadian Center for Food Integrity is new in Canada, and we have a U.S. affiliate, which has been in business since 2007, so a great North American perspective. And it's our role to help the food system earn trust, and we do that by providing research, resources, and forums for dialogue. So what tools can I give individual farmers right through to big food companies to do a better job of earning trust with the public?
What have been some of the challenges that face you in trying to accomplish your goals?
Well, I think there's a number of challenges, starting with 93% of our population in U.S. or Canada knows little or nothing about farming. So to even get the public's attention on some of these topics is tough until there's a problem. So our ultimate goal is to have proactive engagement, but if they're not even interested, how do you even get their engagement? On our own industry side, I would say our biggest challenges are the way our industry is structured, by commodity, by state, by province, by association, by company. So there were many, many great efforts, but they tend to be too small or too tactic focused that we're just not getting the volume that we need collectively to really move the bar.
If you're familiar with it, we have an effort that's been going for a couple of years now called the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, a diverse group who don't always see eye to eye on things like policy, but I think part of the rationale was to overcome a little bit of what you just said. I don't know what the research is showing for them, but would that be an example of we need to see more of that kind of effort?
Absolutely. I'm you know, familiar on the high level with that group, and I think the spirit of collaboration is exactly what's needed. Again, without seeing the results of their work, I would say what our work is showing in Canada that's needed is to really earn trust. It has to start by doing the right thing, having trusted assurance systems, and then communicating. And you can't do one pillar on its own without the other. So I think where we need to get to in this to really move the bar on trust is showing our heart first and facts second, the connecting with shared values. And if we think about something like environment, for example, or animal welfare, no one cares more about it than farmers, but the public hasn't heard that yet. So how do we take that heart for farm, heart for animals, heart for environment, heart for feeding our country, and really make it meaningful to the public? And we just haven't quite hit the nail on the head there yet.
I think part of the challenge might be, in some cases, that a lot of things are really very technical to try to describe them, and yet that's not necessarily going to resonate well with somebody who's maybe got an emotional reason for thinking what they do, right or wrong, for
right.
that matter. Is that something that you think farmers, the ag industry, can do is try to find those emotional points that are going to maybe hit them more right brain than left brain, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I think so. It's just not in our comfort zone. You know, we're used to dealing with technical experts. If you want an answer, you go to the smartest person that knows the most on a topic. Some work out of Canada showed the average Canadian felt that chickens took 4 years to get to market weight, just as an example. So if somebody's never seen a chicken, they think it takes 4 years to get to market, and we're trying to explain the difference between raised without antibiotics and, you know, never had an antibiotic ever, or subtle differences, or even what's a residue versus resistant. These are technical, complex topics, and we just don't have the context to try to educate our way to trust. We've been trying for many years, myself included. So my new thinking, and backed up with our research, and, you know, it's not that new, but just reinforce, I guess I would say, is we absolutely have to connect with the heart and shared values first. And it doesn't mean that science and facts aren't important. important, but we don't lead with that. That comes in second. The other piece that I think is equally important is we need to do a better job of listening. So engaging is conversations two ways. So it's like, okay, you don't want this practice. You're not comfortable with this. What about this practice concerns you? Or what's your real fear? Is it really food safety? Is it smell from the pig barn? Is it water quality? You know, really doing a better job of understanding the concern instead of just doing a monologue to ourselves for the most part on the facts.
Well, in the last, going on 10 years now, I think there was a lot of hope in the ag sector that social media networking would provide a magical channel. But when I try to explain to people, just think of you're sitting down, you're having a conversation. That's what social networking is, meaning that it's a two-way conversation. You can't just put your press releases on there that they're going to even be interested at a point. You've got to have engagement there. But that takes a lot of time, you know.
It does.
And so there's another challenge, you know, and how do we overcome that one? And so how do you see, just looking ahead, what's your outlook? Optimistic?
Absolutely optimistic. I think I've been trying to talk to consumers about, you know, food back to the farm my whole career, and I've never seen more interest on the consumer side. So that is a good base. Interest, curiosity, unsure, some negative, more skeptical than ever. So it's not all roses and sunshine, but the base is absolutely a positive place to say they want healthy, affordable food grown close to home from people they trust, and they're interested in the information, they just don't know what to think. So as an optimist, I would say the time has never been better to have a conversation, but it starts with listening and then goes to talking.
Well, I embraced the social networking media side in what we do in ag communications, but I got to say I'm pretty disappointed where we've gotten to, because it's hurt trust so much to have misinformation just blasted all over. And then what do these consumers think when, you know, a trusted friend might say this, and then they see this supposed news report that says that. So again, I don't want to sound gloom and doom, but it is a big challenge.
It is.
How about for the session that you're doing here with these attendees, what would you like them to learn or take away from your presentation?
I think obviously this conference is about new thinking and new ideas and what can we do to change from status quo to do better. The first thing is I'm positioning, the title of my talk is not about communicating the risks and rewards of agriculture. It's to join the conversations about food. And they're very different, even though some of the facts remain the same. Are you in a conversation about food, or are you trying to communicate about agriculture? And I think it's a mindset shift to say we're all in the food business. I don't care if you're selling seed, tractors, genetics, pigs, you're really in the food business. So it ends up on somebody's plate, and they have questions about every ingredient in the supply chain. So starting with, it's a conversation about food. Secondly, it's a whole food system business challenge that we need to do better together, whether you're my dad, a beef farmer in Ottawa in Canada, or you're the CEO of the biggest food company in North America, you need public trust in food, and this is a business challenge. And that would be my third point, to say this isn't just a voluntary, let's make a donation. I'm the girl that went to the local fair and talked to people about where milk came from myself. This is bigger than that. It's absolutely, public trust needs to be viewed as a base for growth and innovation. So we have big, exciting ideas on innovation and science and export markets and all the amazing things we can do to feed the world, and including our next door neighbors. Well, if you don't have public trust in that innovation or our ability to grow, it doesn't happen. So it doesn't matter how good the science is or the technical information, public trust can be a blocker because it can lead to policy, buying decisions, etc. So I guess three things I would say. We're in a conversation about food. It's going to be take a whole food system approach from the farm through to the food companies to be successful. And it absolutely needs to be viewed as a business challenge that requires appropriate investment and resources to make a difference.
Well, before we close, the Canadian Center for Food Integrity, how's it going? What's your outlook for it from an organizational standpoint?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Really great. We're only 18 months into our business development. We launched with 18 members 18 months ago, and we're doubled now with 36 members. But membership is one piece. We also have about 200 program partners and 800 individual donors. So we're a charity, which is a unique business model. Really important for credibility. With a name like Center for Food Integrity, you don't just want 36 companies as your funders. You want your diversity, your funding to be really diverse. So that's exciting on the funding and organizational development side. I think equally exciting is I can take our research or resources like Best Food Facts, and I can show it to a rancher in the Midwest or a CEO of a big food service company and show them what we're doing, and they see value. And I've never been part of anything before where I could go to both ends of the supply chain and they immediately see value in the work. So that excites me and encourages us to say this is good value for the whole food system.
Well, I hope you have a great session here and time here in the States.
Yes,
we love seeing our friends from the Great White North.
Yes.
As it got called once.
Yes.
So that is Crystal McKay. She is president for the Canadian Center for Food Integrity. And here from the All Tech Ideas Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.